Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, July the 13th, 2026. Almost halfway through the month of July. Can you imagine that? And it is 69 degrees right now. But I just heard Adam's weather report. And it seems as if we might be headed into another heat dome. You know these heat domes, they're popping up all over the place this summer. Heat dome. I don't even know what it means, but a long stretch of hot weather in the 90s looks like it's ahead of us this week. You know, I don't care if there's a heat dome this week or not, because unlike the last heat dome in which I was at the fair, I won't be outside this week unless I need to be doing anything. So, you know, if a heat dome comes, we'll all survive. Hopefully most of us have air conditioning or fans or something of that nature where we won't have to be outside in the tremendous heat. So here we are, Monday morning, getting ready for the warm weather. I did want to start off this morning. Usually we don't start off with national news here, but it was kind of a shock yesterday for a lot of people, because as I've said recently, politics seemingly has become Hollywood. Senator Lindsey Graham, one of the most well-known senators, certainly in the last 10 years, I would say, died at the age of 71, early Sunday morning, late Saturday night. And it was interesting, to say the least. It was interesting on a lot of counts, because last week there was all this conversation about Mitch McConnell and senator from Kentucky, who's an older man in his 80s, and people had not seen him since the middle of June, and people were saying he was not well, he was brain dead, he was all of these things, and he's still around. And here Lindsey Graham, who had just gotten back from a trip to Ukraine, I believe on Friday, and was going to be on Meet the Press yesterday morning, died Saturday night, early Sunday morning, and he was only 71. He was not in his 80s. And this goes back to a point I was making last week. If you watch the television show that we do here on Wednesday, it's available on YouTube. We were talking about Mitch McConnell quite a bit. And I said, you know, once these people are elected to these positions, you know, I just, if they don't want to resign, I don't think people should be telling them to resign. And I'm not sure age really should matter. Now, if age matters when you're electing somebody, I think that's, you know, reasonable. But once they're in there, I don't think you should go back and say, well, they're old, they should resign. I don't know if that's logical. If that was the reason, if that's a big problem for people, I don't think they should elect him in the first place. And then you look at a guy like Lindsey Graham, who I don't think people would say 71 is old. Not young, but not old, kind of in the middle there. And he was still very active, and certainly nobody thought they were going to hear of his death yesterday. But here we are. So, you know, I guess that's the way it goes, unfortunately. Now, another thing I want to make mention of in regard to this death is it brought to me yesterday how divisive our politics really are in this country. Most people don't know Lindsey Graham personally. Most people only know what they heard or saw of him. And some of the stuff that I read and saw yesterday on the day of his death, unexpected death, was just so horribly angry and mean. And, I don't know. I certainly don't think that dying makes anybody a better person. And certainly, Lindsey Graham did things that a lot of people don't like. No doubt about it. But I don't know that on the day that he dies that we should be so angry. And I think this is a social media thing. You know, we might have been angry before social media when he died, and we might not have liked him, even though we didn't know him. But you certainly wouldn't read stuff like I was reading yesterday. I think that's what social media has done to us all. And I think that's unfortunate. And I also think, to kind of play the other side of this, I think that Lindsey Graham led a complicated life. And I think people who live complicated lives tend to lash out at others. And I think maybe that's what a lot of his problem was. Because a lot of people felt that he kind of made his decisions, voted the way he did, in regard to whichever way the wind blew. And maybe that's true, maybe that's not. I don't know. I didn't know the guy. But I think that when you have things that maybe you don't want to talk about, or maybe you feel that you are less, I think a lot of times you have that attitude that I just want people to like me. And I often think about that when we have criticisms on the local level. You know, earlier on this year, I really did feel, thank goodness it's calmed down a little bit, but I felt people were being so negative on the local level about people that they really didn't know at all that I was really worried something bad was going to happen. At one point I was really concerned that somebody might do some harm to themselves. And I thought, is it really worth it to attack somebody on social media that you don't really know, to drive them to a terrible place like that? Is that really necessary? I just never thought it was. And I think we became dangerously close to people doing harm to themselves. And I don't think that's ever a good thing. And I don't care what job the person's doing or what you think of that person. If you don't know them, what's the point of that? It really does say something about you that you feel the need to say things about people to that degree. And I think it's very similar to what happened yesterday with the death of Lindsey Graham. I think people who possibly have things to hide themselves, who possibly just don't feel they measure up, who possibly have jealousy of other people, I think they react in this way. And that's all I got to say about that. But I just didn't think yesterday was the right day to attack him. If you didn't like him, you could always say nothing. That's all. If anybody has any thoughts, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I just think, again, you don't have to agree with any decisions he made. You don't have to think he was a great politician. You don't have to think he was a great person. But I don't know that attacking him on the day that he died was really all that necessary. But maybe some people feel it's necessary. And you know, if you do feel it's necessary, I guess that's your viewpoint. And you're free to make your viewpoint. 740-383-9944. That's what we're all about here on this station. As I said last week, I can probably count on one hand the times that I have cut people off purposely on the phone for making an opinion. People have called in and argued. People have called in and pretty well said whatever they wanted to say. And as long as you got something to say, I'm going to leave you on the line to say it, because I think that's fair. But that's just my thought on what happened yesterday. If anybody's got any thoughts on this, feel free to weigh in. 740-383-9944. As I knock a headset on the floor. 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz and we can discuss anything that's on your mind. Now, here's something I want to discuss. It's a little McDonald's story. As most of you know, I go there every morning before I come here. I get something to drink. It's usually very pleasant. No big issues. But as many of you know, McDonald's has these codes, you know, where you can get a discount on this or get a free something or another. And when you go through the line at McDonald's, the first thing they usually ask you is if you have a code. And I happen to have my code ready this morning. And some mornings I have it ready, some mornings I don't. And when I was going through the drive-thru this morning, there's a lady who works at the 95 location. I don't know her name, and I wouldn't be able to point her out, but I do hear her on the speakers. And she always asks for the code, but then she cannot hear the code when you say it back to her. And she does sound like maybe she's not feeling well, or maybe she's asleep a little bit, something like that. Maybe she works overnights. I don't know. And third shift is not a fun shift to work. But if you're going to be working the drive-thru, and McDonald's on 95 is a fairly busy drive-thru, I think you should probably be able to hear the codes when people are saying them back to you. And maybe it's not easy to hear the codes inside with things being knocked around. But it's just one of those things, I want to point out. Everybody else there seems to hear the codes okay. She's the only one that doesn't. And maybe, again, she's not feeling well. I don't know. It could be a lot of reasons. But just a little advice in doing your job every day, or whoever's running that McDonald's, you might want to have somebody there who can hear the codes in the morning. Now, has anybody else ever experienced this with the codes? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, we're getting a message here already that, who knew I did a TV show? Yes, if you go to YouTube and you search Scott Spears Exchange, all the episodes should come up. We do one a week, and they're a lot of fun to do. And I hope people watch those every week. They're usually available on Friday. A lot of fun to do those shows. So you just search Scott Spears Exchange on YouTube. I'm still kind of annoyed. We've got all these America 250 events coming up in Marion this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I did have a paper that told me about all these events, and I was reading it before we went to the fair. I have no idea where this paper went. Matt and I talked about it last week. He thought he had put it in the public information file. I don't know where it went. Somebody had to have lifted this piece of paper, because it was down here on a stand next to where I do the show. Not many people sit over here. I've looked on the floor, I've looked under the tables, I have no idea where this thing went. I do know that third Thursdays are going to go red, white, and blue this week, and I do know that there's a wreath laying at the Harding Memorial one of these days, and there's an ice cream social, I believe, at the Women's Club one of these days, but I don't have this flyer anymore, or I would tell you exactly when and where. And I don't have any idea where the flyer even went. Where in the world would this flyer go? But in any event, the America 250 events are coming up this weekend, and I'm sure you can find those on social media. Now, see, there's one of the good things about social media. Is anybody excited about these America 250 events coming up this weekend? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz. We always enjoy hearing from people out there in the listening audience. Coming up on 31 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning. Now, here's something I did over the weekend. Well, this was kind of sad in a way. On Saturday night, I went to Dairy Queen with an acquaintance. I'll get back to acquaintance instead of saying friend. Went to Dairy Queen. I had dinner with somebody, then decided to go to Dairy Queen. And as I said earlier in the season, they had this seasonal blizzard. Now, I'm preferable to the Oreo blizzard. I still think it's probably the best. But they had this thing called the Strawberry Angel Food Cake Blizzard. Now, I don't know if that sounds good to most people or not, but it sounded good to me. And I tried it probably back in April. And this thing was delicious. I like strawberries. It was kind of like a strawberry shortcake blizzard. And I think I got it one or two more times, you know, in May and June. Well, I had not been to Dairy Queen in a while, and ended up going on Saturday night, and lo and behold, they no longer have the Strawberry Angel Food Cake Blizzard. Now see, that is a tragedy in and of itself, that they no longer have this blizzard. So I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to think, okay, now what am I going to do? Now, do I go back to the Oreo Blizzard? Or do I try to find something else strawberry? And I noticed that they had another seasonal blizzard. It was the Biscoff Blizzard. Now, I will be impressed if anybody can tell me this, because I asked this question yesterday of a bunch of people, and they did not know the answer. Do you know why? Does anybody know what a Biscoff Blizzard would be? Does anybody know the name Biscoff? Now, I will say that actually when I ordered this, I said Bischoff Blizzard, and they corrected me and said Biscoff. So I think I'm pronouncing this right. But does anybody know what a Biscoff Blizzard would have in it? 740-383-9944. I'll be incredibly impressed if anybody knows this. We did some television trivia on Friday night. And I was surprised at the people who knew the answers to that television trivia. But does anybody know what would be in a Biscoff Blizzard? Now, I'm going to finish this story, and maybe we'll get an answer. 740-383-9944. So I ordered the Biscoff Blizzard because I thought that sounded kind of good, because I'm not really a fan of chocolate. So I ordered that Blizzard on Saturday night, and it was very, very good. Now, it wasn't as good as the Strawberry Angel Food Cake, but it was good. So where am I going with this story? Okay, I had the Biscoff Blizzard, and then last night I got a call, probably about 7 o'clock, from the same acquaintance that I had been with on Saturday night, and they said, do you want to go get a pop or something? And I said, sure, let's go do that. So they came over, and they said, you know what, here's what we should do. We should go back over to Dairy Queen and get another one of those Blizzards. And I said, well, you know what, why not? So we went back over on Sunday night, last night, and I had another Biscoff Blizzard. So I had a Biscoff Blizzard on Saturday night and a Biscoff Blizzard on Sunday night, and they are very good. So get to Dairy Queen, have a Biscoff Blizzard before they go away like the Strawberry Angel Food Cake Blizzards, which who wants that to happen? But apparently nobody knows. Does anybody know what would be in a Biscoff Blizzard? Is somebody going to call in and really be impressive to me this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What would be in a Biscoff Blizzard? I believe it's B-I-S-C-O-F-F. A Biscoff Blizzard. I had two of them this past weekend. I certainly know what's in a Biscoff Blizzard. You know, and also, Dairy Queen has the best ice cream. I just want to make that point. Because we have a lot of great ice cream places here in Marion. Obviously, we have the Jersey. We have Fred's Ice Cream. We have a lot of places that have ice cream. A lot of restaurants that have ice cream. I just think that Dairy Queen has the best ice cream, period. I don't know why, but it's something they do about their ice cream, with their ice cream. Go ahead, caller.
I cheated and Googled it.
Oh, so you didn't recognize the name Biscoff?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, what does it say?
It's a Lotus Biscoff is a crispy, caramelized Belgian cookie.
Now, do you know why Biscoff cookies are popular.
I don't know, except it says it's crispy, caramelized, it has cinnamon and a subtle crunch. It sounds like one of those kind of cookies that kind of melts in your mouth to me.
Well, I'll tell you what it kind of tastes like. Because I'm not a big fan of chocolate, so that's why I went this route. It kind of tastes like a cinnamon graham cracker.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it says it has cinnamon.
Yeah, definitely, and that's what it reminds me of, it's like if you took a cinnamon graham cracker and you put it in vanilla ice cream, so it was very good.
Okay, it says where to buy a Lotus Biscoff cookie in Marion, is it Walmart, Meijer, and Kroger?
Well, I can tell you we do not have the Biscoff cookies at my location. Yeah, now maybe the other one they might have them.
Yeah, 1428 Marion Waldo Road.
Yeah, we don't have them for some reason.
Yeah.
But there is a reason why these are famous. But I wanted to ask you, if you go out and get an ice cream, where do you like to go?
Well, I love the Frosties from Wendy's. Just love the Frosties. But I love the milkshakes, the chocolate milkshakes from Jersey.
Now, this has been a big conversation over the years. Now, the Frosties at Wendy's, now, are those malts?
No. Malt has a distinct flavor. Like I used to, when I was a kid, I always liked Ovaltine. Because it has that malt flavor.
So what would you say Wendy's is? Because it's not really chocolate ice cream. It's not a milkshake. What is a Frosty?
It's just soft serve chocolate ice cream.
But it has kind of a different taste than ice cream.
That is good.
It is.
Maybe it has a little custard stuff to it, maybe. Like Whit, that place at Whit.
Have you been to Whit yet?
One time my granddaughter took me.
How was it?
First opened, and that was delicious, but it's expensive.
I have not been over there yet. I passed.
But it is delicious.
Well, I passed by there last night on the way home from Dairy Queen, and it didn't look like those businesses were very busy, but probably Sunday night's not a big night for them.
Right.
Yeah. But no, I'll have to try out that Whit's. But I've always wondered what a Frosty is exactly, because it's not chocolate ice cream, it's not a milkshake, and apparently it's not a malt, but there is something different about it. I don't know what it is.
I don't know, but it is. But I love them.
They are good. Well, hey, thanks for calling in with the Biscoff answer.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, there's another trivia question for you. Now, can anybody, now that we know what a Biscoff cookie is, can anybody tell me why the Biscoff cookies are well known? There's a certain reason that the Biscoff cookie is well known, and I'm guessing that's why Dairy Queen has done this Biscoff Blizzard. I don't know for sure, but I'm thinking that's probably why. 39 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Radio, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know why the Biscoff cookie, which is now in the Biscoff Blizzard at Dairy Queen, is popular? Does anybody know the answer to that? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Also, does anybody know what a Frosty is? I have always thought it tended more toward a malt, because it's definitely not a chocolate milkshake. And it's definitely not just chocolate ice cream. There's something more to a Frosty, but I'm not sure exactly what it is. And by the way, Frosties invented right down in Columbus on Broad Street. The first Wendy's, which used to be across from the old Tosai, which is no longer there. 740-383-9944. Why are the Biscoff cookies popular? If anybody knows, give me a buzz. Somebody can be impressive this morning. 740-383-9944. Okay, so we've talked about the Biscoff blizzards. We've talked about the lady at McDonald's who can't necessarily hear the codes very well. We've talked about the death of Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, at the age of 71, and all the interesting outpouring there was in regard to that. Well, there is a full city council meeting tonight, 6:30, second floor of City Hall. I don't know if this meeting will have any interest to people. There's a few things on the agenda tonight. I don't think there's anything... Well, the e-bikes agenda will appear on City Council for the first time, on the full City Council agenda. So we'll get to hear what full City Council has to say about e-bikes. But I'll tell you, I'm still not sure if I really understand this e-bike legislation, because nobody, to my knowledge, unless I missed it during a meeting, nobody has asked the police chief how many accidents, how many collisions have we had involving e-bikes. Now, I have heard the police chief say there are a lot of complaints about e-bikes, and I always hear people get up and say, well, I almost got run over by an e-bike. But how many actual collisions and how many actual injuries have there been because of this these e-bikes and new technology and scooters and things that people are riding on the sidewalks, apparently? I don't know. I would think that would have been a question that would have been asked rather early on in this process, but maybe I'm wrong. Does anybody have any thoughts on these e-bikes or things that people are riding, motorized whatevers, on sidewalks and other places? I don't hear that talk a whole lot. I guess certain people do. You know, I go out and walk a mile every night, and I've never, to my knowledge, ever come across one of them or about been hit by one of them. Now, dogs that are not on leashes, that's still a problem. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, there really shouldn't be any problem with the e-bikes or bicycles. Any vehicle that is driven on a road, whether it's a bicycle or not, you are required to follow the laws. Stop at intersections, signal, you know, with your arm, but we don't enforce it.
Well, this is...
So you got e-bikes and bicycles that are driving through traffic, you know, if there's a stop sign or something, they'll go in between cars to, and go up to the light and just go ahead and go. Those vehicles need to be held responsible for the, you know, they should follow the laws just like a car.
Well, I think one of the things Chief McDonald said last week was what this legislation will do will give them a better idea of what they are able to do and aren't able to do in regard to some of these new, this new technology.
What do you mean, what they're able to do?
As far as what kind of tickets and what they're able to charge people with.
Yeah, but I'm under the understanding that bicycles have to follow the law. If you're riding the mower, you got to stop at the intersection. You're supposed to signal. But they don't hold bicycles accountable.
Well,
riding bicycles on the sidewalks.
Well, what I can't understand is they keep saying in the meetings, and I've heard this said a few times now, and people from the audience will get up, and they will say that they were about hit by one, or they're just blazing through the streets. And I think, okay, well, the police chief is right there. Why doesn't somebody say how many people have been hit by these? How many accidents have there been? Because nobody's asked that yet, and I find that strange, because if there are no reports of that, or it's such a small number, like 5 or 10, then why would you want legislation for this, for a problem that's not really happening?
Well, it's true. I mean, but they might not even know. They just might know how many complaints they're getting.
Well, right, and I agree with that, but that's why I think you would turn to the police chief, who would know this, who's sitting right there, and say, Chief, how many injuries have there been? How many collisions have there been? How many accidents have there been?
I don't think it'd be a problem if we would hold bicycles and everything, you know, to the law.
Right, but wouldn't that be, if you're trying to pass e-bike legislation, wouldn't that, all of these council people, wouldn't that be one of the first questions you would ask of the police chief who's sitting right in the room? How big a problem this is as far as accidents? Because what I don't understand, okay, you can pass this legislation, but what good's it going to do if there's nobody there to enforce it? So, don't you want to know how big a problem this is?
Right, and even if you pass the legislation, are you going to hold them accountable? Oh, they're just kids. If the kids is on the streets for their safety and other people's safety, they should be held accountable to the traffic laws. If there's four cars waiting on a traffic light, and you're the fifth one, you should be behind the fifth car. You should be behind the fourth car. You're the fifth person. No, you go around. You go up beside the cars and go through the intersection. If you see that there's nothing coming, or you turn right or turn left or whatever, no. There would be no problem if we just made them follow the driving laws.
Well, I can't believe there has to be some law on the book regarding, I mean, these are pedestrians, just like somebody on a bicycle. So
we don't hold pedestrians accountable either.
Well, no, so that's why I'm kind of confused. You know, is an e-bike closer to a motorcycle, or is it closer to a bicycle?
You're not supposed to cross unless you're at a crossing. You know, that's called jaywalking.
But I thought
the
rules...
We don't hold people accountable for that either.
Well, it kind of reminds me of the golf cart. Because I remember when the golf cart started to become popular, the rule was, I thought, that if you had tags, license plates, on your golf cart, you could ride it on the street. But if it was not tagged, then you could not ride it on the street. And
well, I think the thing with golf cart is that you can ride it, like, in residential areas. They don't want golf carts uptown. They don't want golf carts on the highway. You know, golf carts don't go 55, 60 mile an hour.
Well, so, you know,
real dangerous.
Some of them go 25. I mean, that's pretty fast on a golf cart.
Right, but that's what your residential, you know, streets and stuff are, 25.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think all streets in an area, let's say like Fair Park, are 25. I mean, you should be able to ride that all around Fair Park as long as you're licensed.
You know, a lot of communities don't even make them license.
Well, I think that's the difference. I think you have got to, you've got to have a license if you're going to ride it around on the street.
Well, true. If you got a four-wheeler or a snowmobile, you got to have a license for that, technically, if you're going to, you don't even have to ride it on the streets, but you still have to have a license, or you have to have a sticker.
Right, so I don't really get it fully. It's a little strange.
But you have to have a sticker for that, too.
Let's see here. I think we're getting a message here. Let's see here. What, Well, I'll hold that for a second about the golf carts, but I'm being told that, let me see if I can read this right from one of our listeners here. Jessica Wallace, the clerk of Common Police Courts, her husband owns the golf cart guys. There are already golf carts downtown. Now, I don't know what that means, owns the golf cart guys.
I don't know. Well, I'm not out, you know, very often. I've never seen them downtown, but if they're downtown, they follow the mall, the driving malls. But we don't need them downtown, you know, going through intersections and turning when they're not supposed to and riding up on the sidewalk and, you know, stuff like that. I mean...
But do you think we need new legislation about this?
No, I don't think we need new legislation. We just need to follow the laws that are on the books.
There you are.
That's half the problem, you know, with a lot of things. We don't follow the laws that are on the books.
Well, I wanted to ask you two questions here before this hour is up. Do you know why Biscoff cookies are popular?
What is a Biscoff cookie?
It's a cookie. It's now in a Blizzard, and I had two of them this past weekend, so they're very, very good. But it's kind of like, the closest thing it's to is kind of like a cinnamon graham cracker. And in that Dairy Queen vanilla ice cream, it's very good. But there's a particular reason why the Biscoff cookies are very popular, and I think this is why they're being used in a Blizzard now.
I didn't know that. They are popular. It sounds good. Where do you buy them? At the store? Kroger's?
Well, certain stores have them. I think Walmart has them. I think the big Kroger has them. And I think Meyer probably has them, but they're not a hugely popular cookie in the store, but that's what I'm saying. There is a reason why they're popular, and it's not because they're sold in the stores, and I think that's why they're being used in the Blizzard right now.
Some people probably make their own, too.
They might, but I'm wondering if anybody comes up with this reason. But the other thing I wanted to ask you about, probably the more pertinent thing here, the death of Lindsey Graham yesterday at the age of 71. Any thoughts on that?
You know, I feel for Lindsey Graham's family and stuff, but, you know, it's nice, I think, to get him out of the politics, and, you know, he don't have to kiss Trump's ass no more. But for the families, you know, his family and stuff like that, you know, I feel for them.
Well, you're on Facebook now. Were you surprised by the horrible things people were saying?
I haven't seen, you know, people say anything. I haven't been on the computer.
Well, there was quite a bit.
Much since he's been dead.
There was quite a bit. And again, I'm not saying you have to agree with his decisions. I'm not saying you have to agree with his politics. But, you know, he died rather unexpectedly. Looks like it was an aortic rupture. And he had just gotten back from Ukraine. And he was supposed to be on Meet the Press yesterday morning. And I don't know if on the day somebody dies, that's a good time to trash him. Now, I'm not saying you have to praise him. But, you know, maybe hold off a few days before you lay into them.
Well, you know, that's true. And you gotta, you know, anytime somebody, but, you know, what does Trump do when somebody dies?
Well, yeah, but see, isn't that
the
problem?
You know, we got a president that don't even have any compassion or concern for anybody. You know, he really hasn't said a whole lot about Lindsey Graham. When I seen him talk about Lindsey Graham, he started going on this pet projects.
Well, he did, but I did hear, he did call in to Meet the Press yesterday morning, and I think he was on for about 15 minutes, and he did have some nice things to say about Lindsey Graham.
Well, that's good, but that's not typically our president, and... You know, a president is supposed to be somebody that you look up to. You know, they follow the, we're Americans, there's a certain way, you know, we expect people to behave and stuff like that. And a leader should be that way. But when we got somebody in there like Trump, what are these young kids that's since 2016 when he was elected? And now they're getting, you know, pretty old teenagers and stuff. What kind of example does that guy set for the youth of this country?
Well, but I think that's the point in this case, because as one of our listeners out there is saying this morning, that Trump said he was glad when Mueller died, and he did. But
yeah, he did. But
isn't that the point? We all get enraged when he does that, and we say he shouldn't do that. You shouldn't be doing that sort of thing. That's not proper. But then we turn around and do it when Lindsey Graham dies.
Well, if the Republicans have any spine, they would get him out of there. There's so many reasons to get him out of there. We are a laughing stock, you know, overseas and with other countries. You know, we need a president that can be a respected, you know.
Well, I just think that when somebody dies like that and dies rather unexpectedly, I would hope that we can take 2 or 3 days before we start nailing them or saying horrible things about them, because I just, you know, again, whether or not you agree with what they did or whether or not you agree with how they handled themselves or how they voted, you know, they're people. They're human beings. They died unexpectedly. And I just think now what a family has to go through when somebody dies. They have to see all these terrible, terrible comments about somebody.
Yeah, but if you wanted people to say good things about you, you would do what's right for the people, too.
Yeah, but you're
sorry, when Trump dies, I wish I could, you know, didn't have to walk with a walker and stuff. I wish I could jump for joy, you know?
Well, but the thing is that, you know, you're never going to make everybody happy. I know one thing that made people very angry with Lindsey Graham is I think he did vote. He really wanted to get Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh in there, and he gave a big impassioned speech about that, and a lot of people feel that got Kavanaugh in, and that helped get Roe versus Wade overturned. And I can understand why people are angry about that. But I also know there are a lot of people that were happy Roe versus Wade was overturned. So
he's been a big supporter of this war with Iran.
Well,
a big supporter of that.
Well, I think he was doing what he had to do. I, as I said earlier on in the program, I think Lindsey Graham was a politician, and he looked
with no spine. That's a problem. Too many politicians has no spine.
Well,
you're in there. You do what's right. You shouldn't do. There's too much pressure on them by their parties.
Well, it's to get reelected is what it is.
Yeah, but, you know, there's pressure to do what your party wants you to do. Why don't you do what you think is right for the country?
Well, you know
not
what?
Not what's right for the Republicans, not what's right for the Democrats. Do what's right for the country.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting. Trish finally got why Biscoff cookies are popular, so maybe we'll get a call next hour as to why Biscoff cookies are popular. But we'll take more calls on this and other things next hour, so stay tuned.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
I don't know, that's why it was successful, but it was successful. So.
You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
Oh, there's two Marlas.
Oh, there is another.